But I had a beautiful experience with the Lord, where truly knowing about the love of the Lord in my head, you know, when I felt it going down towards my heart. And in the 10 years that I loved with my head, God did great things, you know. People came to faith and things happened. And it was like Pinkster, you know, hallelujah, Holy Spirit. And I lived in like a spiritual revival for 10 years. Whatever we did, we succeeded. Did it help me to come close to the Lord? Yes. And it was like, for 10 years I was there on top of the mountain having a meal with the Lord without truly knowing him, without truly landing. And after 10 years I had a burnout. And the people in my church just told me, you know, Pete, you have to take a step back. And we went to Canada, you know. It was a powerful convention in Canada. It was like a beautiful oasis for everybody, except for me. And everybody blessed me, everybody that is anybody, you know, but the burnout state. And I had the feeling I am at the right place, but nothing happens. And, you know, I would just wanted to so desperate for more of the Lord, you know, and the end of my burnout. And the last day of the conferential, we slept with my travel mate in the same bed, and he or she had such hairy legs, so I couldn't sleep. Maybe a strange story, but everybody laughs. But I went up very early, and apparently I cried. My father never was able to show me his love. I just have one truly blessed picture of him, you know. And when I left the church that he came from, it was a truly troublesome time, you know. But I did not have a bad experience in my life, except one thing: I did not feel loved. I had to work hard. If I had good grades, they were okay. If I had bad grades, they did not talk to me. Then I got a powerful spiritual leader that did not really like me. So I had a few examples that of men that were spiritual leaders, but were not able to give the feeling of love and bestow the feeling of worthiness. And strange, yeah? You know, and of course I liked being popular, but I wasn't. But we did great things, you know. And I did not feel loved. Was that because of the men? Was that because of something that was wrong with me? And I came to the conclusion, and that is why I cried. Lord, I'm in this convention for 5 days, and everybody feels your love, but not me. You don't love me. And I know that the Lord loves me, but I did not feel it. And there are so many people in the church, you know, that know that God loves them, but don't feel it in their heart. You know, and Evelina talked about it, you know. You can just come to God like if it's your mother, you know. And just hug him, you know, hug the Lord. you know, in the old times, people didn't hug, you know, the men didn't hug. And that's just the way that the Dutch people are, you know. And everybody wants to be loved, you know. And everybody wants to be hugged. And we as people are made, also made not to be like stones, you know, just be, but to be loved children
by the Lord.
And there are people that have had such a bad experiences, you know, that people have really turned their hearts into stones, you know, and it's so difficult for them to open their hearts, you know, and share the love of their children. And I just wrote an angry letter towards the Lord, you know. I was not able to send it with the mail, but I wrote a letter, you know. And they called me for the last meeting, and for me it was over. You know, it was done. But yeah, okay, they pressured me a little bit to come. And suddenly I went to the service and I felt a change, you know. There was something different. So I was there in this church room and I thought, uh-oh. This is not good news for me, this is different. And it was very, very quiet. And it was a huge church, but there were only 300 people. And now we were in front of the church, you know. And there was just such a beautiful worship. Somehow I passed out a little bit, you know. And I was there for 3 hours. And the Lord just working my heart, you know, molding me. And I saw a mountain, like a mountain, mountain cabin. No. And I always thought the Lord lived in a huge palace, but the Lord lived there in this mountain cabin, and the Lord told me, this is my house and you can come, and everything I like was there. A fireplace, I love it. Big table with lots of food. Everything I liked was there. And there were 7 seats, you know. And I have 4 children with 1 wife. And we are 6, you know, and God is 7. Oh, I said, yeah, I'm going to eat with the Lord, you know, with my family. And the Lord said, no, I'm not going to be in the seat. So apparently the fifth seat was for my fifth child that had to be born, you know. And I called my fifth Ismael. Ismael was a child that was kind of evicted by God. And how many people know this story? Boo. Oh. Ismael is one of the forefathers of Mohammed, I guess. And he was kicked out of the tribe of Abraham. But God heard the cries of Hagar, you know, and came to Hagar and Ishmael and helped them, you know, because God is good. And lots of people grew up in a church where God is not our father, but our judge. just like with my own father. My father, yes, he was there, but we never had like the connection, you know. And in my vision, I went to the mountains where God was, and the Lord asked me to put my head on his on his lap, and the Lord put his hands in my head, and I never forgot it, you know. I came home to the Lord, and Ecclesia is truly a place where two or three in his name I get it, and there's Jesus. Where two or three are gathered, there is power and authority. And the question is, of course, do we use this? Now we go back to Moses. And I'm at the start of my service. But I'm going to keep it short, you know, because it's warm. People want to go, you know. And we can be a church at the beach too, you know. And Jesus died at the cross. And after 3 days, he was resurrected. And he was with his disciples for 40 days. And Moses was 40 days in the mountain with the Lord. And Jesus was there for 40 days with the disciples, talking about the kingdom of the Lord. And you know, just last 40 days really impressing his message on the disciples. You will receive power and you will have to stay in Jerusalem for 10 days and then you will receive power. And it took Moses 10 days to go up the mountains to the Lord. And Jesus was with his disciples on earth, you know, where they were, where they ate. And you say, you can stay here, but something will happen. And on the 50th day, there was the shout, the reminding of the law being traveled out. And with us, you know, that is Pentecostal, you know. Do you catch my drift? Like the symbolism between the two ways the things are passed down is just so beautiful, you know. And the Lord bestowed his Shekinah glory upon the disciples, his Holy Spirit. Of course, that is something that has to happen in the temple, you know, because there were the rituals, you know, that was the holiest of holy, was there, you know, where the high priestess could go in. And but you know, the when Jesus died 50 days before this shout fest and what we call Pentecostal, het voorhangsel, you know, the thing separating us from the holiest of holiest was torn, shredded, you know, by the spirit of Jesus and God, of course. And so in bam, Jesus opened the curtains to the Holy Spirit, and no longer we have to go through this process of coming to the Lord once a year, but now we can always be with him, you know, through Jesus, his sacrifice and the Holy Spirit. And we should do it regularly, you know, and truly walk with the Lord and have meal with him. And the Holy Spirit, did it come to the temple? No. The Holy Spirit came a couple of blocks away where the disciples were gathered in a tent or in a upper room. just a normal room, a nice room where you can have a party. And there were no priests. And the priests were doing their rituals. They were just normal people, you know. The Holy Spirit came to them. And it was so crazy. 3,000 came to faith. And I have the feeling I haven't really convinced you yet. But I just hope one or two or three are touched by this message, you know. It's not the rituals. It's not the knowing in your mind, you know, but it's truly having a meal with God and being in his heart, you know, and accepting that it's truly his desire, you know. And it's our free will to truly believe this, you know. Nobody can bestow this upon you, not the elders, nobody. You have to believe. It is your faith. And if you truly believe where two or three are gathered, you can truly expect miracles, you know. And I saw even the dead came to life. Two, actually. It's truly, truly true, you know. God could and can and does bring the pet dead to life. What happened? It happens. I saw it. And I truly believe that we should be less in the church building. But that is not the place where we have to be the light for the world, you know. We cannot expect the world to come to us, you know, even though the doors are open. We have to be in the world. And 2 years ago, I started a book, you know, and it's not about my book. It's not about selling the book. It's about my life, you know, the way I want to live. And what it says in your Bible, is that your life too? And I started a school of the Ecclesia school. And I forgot the time a little bit, and I can just talk, I guess. I had lunch one time, you know, and it was so nice, you know, there's so much life. And it was just so nice, you know. And, I was with people I spoke to 5 years ago, and they just got a little stuck. And I was always traveling. But 2 years ago, I couldn't no longer travel. And four people became six, and became 10. And there's just so many people there, you know. Filled with people that want to follow the Lord and follow Jesus. Amen. I hear that you get excited. A while back, my own church, where I was just a member, I only speak there 2 days. A soccer lady came to me from a really big club. And she just told me I live in a borough in Haarlem where there are lots of Muslims, you know, and I just, how can I reach them, you know? But there are people that are just so excited, you know, to reach out to other people. We could be like that. And old people also try, you know, they try. The young people have the will to bring the message of the Lord. And she said that in her soccer team, the health is lesbian. And everybody has drama. And they don't know how to live their lives, you know. And we were just in one of our lessons, we really focused on the Holy Spirit. And she received a word of knowledge, you know, for two of the students. And the Holy Spirit just told her, you have to pray for this hernia. And one, two, three times she prayed, nothing happened. But the fourth time she prayed, the hernia left, you know, hallelujah. And I saw it, you know. I just want to reach out to the Lord, you know, and with things like this, and to have it every week, you know. And I want it every day, you know. I want to multiply the blessing of the Lord. And the question is, one, did you come to the Lord? Is God your Father, your Abba? The God that truly loves you. Can you really say it? Or maybe all these years. You know, are you like me? Just not really knowing him. In all those years I preached without really knowing him. I always had the feeling I had to do more, you know, more. Thank the Lord, I don't have that anymore, you know. I just feel close to the Lord, living with God. And honestly, I did not even prepare a word for you this week. It's just the word is in me, you know, every day. And I preach it because I live it like this. And I just improvised, you know, because the love of the Lord is in my heart and I'm so happy, you know, I'm always speaking about him, thanking him. And the Lord is so good to always give more power. You can't imagine how much money I spend on meals, you know, and it's so nice to have a meal with my brothers and sisters, to be a church like the Lord meant, you know. And we really try to be instead of act. With the second question, I wish to send you home. Are you a Christian that really wants to go for the Lord? Or are you a Christian that follows rules in it because of the law and what is in his head? You know, for me, the Holy Spirit, if he sends me, I go. And I loved Jesus so much. And I ask yourself, this is the question and this is the end of the service. And Lord, I want to pray for this congregation, Lord. They asked me to grind a little bit, you know, at the hearts of the men that are here, to ask difficult questions, you know. And sometimes you pass through the Red Sea, but then you have to go through the desert. Lord, we wish to be a light for you. Help us, Lord. Please help us to be a light, Lord. where I can be, Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen.